Welcome.
Or shut up.
Podcast.
Where
the wrong opinion
is yours.
Carrie Elways. Of stage and screen.
Of men in tights. Sexiness.
Welcome to the Carrie Elways report.
Actually, so you know how like Carrie Elways has like a weird last name to pronounce?
I thought it was Yules.
I thought it was Elways.
He's in the new Stranger Things.
New season of Stranger Things. Also really loud into the microphone.
Wake up.
Hey, old.
Put your moose knuckle away.
I know somebody who actually.
Put your moose knuckles and your camel toes away. We're here and we're watching.
No. So I know somebody who pronounced Ewan McGregor's name as Ewan.
Aw.
No, he's not an Ewok.
And I was like, what?
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan?
Did anyone see that video of Paul Bettany taking his Vision rubber face off?
Yes.
And Mark Ruffalo yelling out, oh my God, it's Ewan McGregor.
No.
That's brilliant.
The behind the scenes now that are now allowed to be released.
Yeah.
It's so brilliant.
Brilliant.
I like how everyone.
But apparently, I just have to say real quick, it was Don Cheadle's joke. This was a Twitter thing. Don Cheadle originally came up with that joke. He called Ruffalo out on Twitter for stealing it. And Ruffalo admitted, he said, yes, I got it from Cheadle. I am so sorry.
That's so cute. I love Mark Ruffalo.
I know. He's just the best man. He's the best man.
And if you ever talk bad about him, I'll slap you in the face.
He's the best man.
He seems like a guy you're just like, hey, let's go get a beer. And he'd be like, yeah,
like
cool.
And it would be so cool. Yeah. No. Men, women.
And he's overcome so much. I love him.
And he's a legit good actor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I love putting legit actors in these superhero movies.
Too legit to quit, really.
I was going to say,
I thought it was funny like how many videos there are on set when no one was allowed to take video and they just took video anyway. Who's going to tell any of them no, you know?
Yeah.
I'm that person that would have been like, we are not, I don't want to have this. I don't want to be responsible if my phone goes missing or if there's like an iCloud hack or something.
I was going to say, all the hacks that happen now, that would give me way too much anxiety.
Yeah. And I would have never taken footage and that would have been sad.
Tom Holland regularly blows stuff in actual environments and they still give him a job. So I think
that's because he's a freaking national treasure.
But they tell him
international treasure.
They've started telling him wrong information just in case.
No,
that's perfect.
Just like they take away Mark Ruffalo's social media. They've done that twice now because of spoilers that he had Instagram Live going during one of the premieres. At one point.
I remember that.
And then on the end or the Infinity War press tour before the movie came out, he and Cheadle were doing an interview and he makes a joke saying everyone dies. And Cheadle's like, dude, what are you doing? And then people were like, is this a bit? And then obviously it ended up kind of being true.
You know who actually blew that though was Don Cheadle, not Ruffalo.
Exactly.
Because that's a common joke. Everybody dies.
Yeah.
Because when does that ever happen?
But I think because, if it's in your mind, like, that's what actually happened, you would be like, what the fuck did you just do, bro? Yeah.
But you're an actor. Keep it in.
Suck it up. He just wears his heart on his sleeve.
Does he?
Yes.
He's great.
Isn't he in that show where he's supposed to be a professional liar?
I don't know about all his shows.
Isn't there a show? There's always a show.
Keep up with Cheadle.
Yes, House of Lies?
Yeah, but that's a scripted show where lies are carefully plotted out for him.
Yeah.
Well, this is just lie inception, and I can't even, I don't even know. What is the topic of this show?
Who knows?
I probably would have laughed it off, but my face would have been able to, would have shown, this guy just told the truth.
My eye
would have been like, ha ha.
Definitely twitched. My eye would have been, twitching like
crazy. Because I can't cover my face, I've come to realize.
Mm. Amelia Clark did one of those. Mm. So they were like, do you remember when they were asking her an interview, are you happy with the way Game of Thrones ends? She's just and her eyebrows do 50 different things.
It's true.
People are like, whoa, she blew it. I'm like, no, she's just, I don't know. That could mean anything.
That could be.
She made a face though.
Yeah.
She made a face.
Hell of a face.
She gives good face.
Best face.
She gives good face.
She has Goblet of Fire era Emma Watson eyebrows all the time.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I like it.
We know I do too. They're really like feeling it.
Facial expressions are great. I encourage them.
No, I do too. And I think that it would make Emilia Clarke actually very good at comedy. And she should try a comedy.
Does she have an agent?
Very expressive face. Yeah.
Is she hiring an agent?
I've spent a lot of time deciding what people should do with their careers, apparently, because I was thinking about James Marsden the other day. I was like, you know, he needs to play some like funny dickhole. Like when John Hamm was in Bridesmaids and everyone was like, oh my God, John Hamm's hilarious. I think James Marsden has that in him too.
Yeah. I agree.
Because I've seen him be funny-ish before, and I want to see him be totally not just like the squeaky clean
guy. Well, he's kind of a dick and dead to me.
I've never seen that.
Ooh, watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Good for him.
Is he funny?
I think like any good show, it has all the things.
It's technically a comedy.
Technically, you know, yes.
Right.
Fiona.
Fiona has some feelings about it.
You know what though? But like those Taco Bell commercials that he does.
Oh, I love those. Did you see the new one?
Hysterical. Yeah. No.
Did you see the new one with Darren Criss?
No.
Mm-mm. I was like, oh, I have sexual feelings for him.
Ooh.
I do.
Well, speaking of sexual feelings, welcome to Nerd Up or Shut Up, the podcast where the only wrong opinion is yours.
Yours, yours,
yours.
Yours.
I'm Maggie. And with me always is Anastasia Washington.
I love Darren Criss.
I have Richard Sheehan.
Also with you all, always.
And Emily Burdett.
I'm here, too.
She's always here.
What the hell are we talking about today? Now.
Darren Criss. He's so cute, and I ran into him once at Comic-Con, and he's so little, and I want to put him in my pocket sexually.
Was he kind?
I mean, I just ran into him. It's not like...
Was he the one in the very Harry Potter musical?
Yes, I think. Okay. Maybe.
I ran into him at a wedding.
Sexually?
No, he has a girl and a baby.
I know.
He has a girl and a friend.
And now he has a Taco Bell nacho fries.
I don't know if they're married or just like partner. I don't know what people do now. So he has a girl and they have a baby.
And he has nacho fries.
And he has nacho fries. But you will be happy to know he's one of the nicest people that I've ever encountered.
Good.
I didn't really talk to him much, but my friend was talking to him a lot because she loves him. I'm not going to call her out.
Danielle. Well, Darren Criss was in Versace, which is kind of on the thing that we're talking about today.
Oh.
I was trying to segue.
I love it.
But I didn't know who was hosting, so then I was like, who do I throw this to?
I'm just on the train.
I guess.
But what are we...
Versace is pretty gay.
Oh my God.
Well, no one was getting it.
She means
delete me from this episode.
She means happy.
Yeah.
No.
We're gonna have a gay old
happy
time.
It's not a happy.
I get really gay when I wear my Versace.
But yeah, the idea of, you know, how gay characters actually in comic books, in our media characters, in our fictional heroes, all those things.
It's Pride Month, everyone. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Hello, Pride.
Woo. We're doing vocal exercise.
That's just for you, the LGBTQ community.
They're the only ones You're listening welcome. Today. They're like, we're not listening to you.
No.
Also, this might not come out with Pride Month during Pride Month.
Well, it has to.
Now it will come out during Pride
now
Month.
Now it will.
You are currently listening to
this is live.
I think as far as like comic books go, I mean, I don't think it's huge leaps and bounds, but I think we're moving in the right direction.
We've had some like, some big, how do I say it? Big, like, comic book hero announcements and weddings and stuff like that.
For sure. North Star had his infamous wedding, which was cool.
But do you feel...
And his character has been around and out since the 80s.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Which is neat.
That is good. Like, that's like awesome. Having like, but do you think sometimes the comic books were like, oh wait, let's just figure out how we can make more diversity and more
for sure
in the 80s?
No, I'm not saying him. I'm just saying
as
like,
we're moving forward.
That's a nice unfolding of a character that actually was and gotcha. Is and but like I do feel like for a while people were scrambling. I can remember there was like Archie stuff that was going on and
Well, yeah, Kevin, I mean, infamously in Riverdale, right? Kevin Keeler is very open and out. But the character's also been in the comics forever, and I think it was actually, I have dates, give me a second. It was just in 2010 that in the Archie comics, they actually made Kevin openly gay in the comic
And I felt
series.
Like that was a little, and I'm glad they did it, not saying they shouldn't do it, but it was like a little bit of a scramble to try to like have like representation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think within, I don't know if this is true, but I think DC's like a little bit behind on that. Like Marvel definitely has characters that have sort of infamously been gay for a long time. North Star being one of them. Mystique also too. Mystique and her relationship with Destiny has always been that thing. But yeah, like DC, I think it was the original Green Lantern. Totally forget his name, but
recently.
Within the last decade, right?
I'm like it wasn't like yesterday. But
had him come out. Wonder Woman is now sort of like openly bisexual, which actually just makes more sense in general for the character. I feel
right because she's all about love and
and her entire island is of women, and so she comes from this entire island where like your main anything is women, and for her to not have any romantic feelings that would lean that way feels odd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I guess, yes, but it is nice that they made such an iconic character that way.
Also, I feel like part of it, because sometimes when comic books, films, whatever, are adding, like, oh, we'll add a new character into the mix and they're gay or whatever, it's like, oh, now you're placating just to placate, but there's also not as much of an attachment. So I think a lot of times there's a little bit of benefit to arching a character into maybe discovering that they are gay or something because you already have like an emotional involvement with them instead of just like, okay, here's this person coming, like a token gay character coming in or something
True.
Which doesn't mean that's what it's going to be, but yeah.
Yeah, so I think that the biggest
I can understand that. Like, there's a lot of talk right now with Marvel films introducing a gay character, and a lot of people want it to be an existing character, and I think they've decided that, right? Didn't they say something that it's going to be someone that we already know?
Yeah.
A lot of people want it to be Bucky Barnes.
Actually, I read somewhere that some writer did come out and say that Bucky did have romantic feelings for Cap at some point, and this was like a while
obviously
ago.
Obviously had them for him as well.
Until he betrayed him.
Everyone.
But also too, like the sort of infamous thing of Batman and Robin has always been slightly homoerotic from the beginning.
Yeah. Well, it's very clearly pederasty. Not pedophile. Pederasty. Just before anybody jumps out of my throat. Pederasty, not pedophile.
What is the difference?
Pederasty is like
educate us.
It's like it was during the Greek and Roman times. They would often like have like a mentor, like a very close mentorship, which also kind of turned sexual, with a young man. And that seemed like it was like they would live with them. They would learn their trade, or especially wealthy guys would have a little
ward.
Yeah. But yeah, a
lot
of
times. But they were young and it was sex. How's that not?
Well, it wasn't always penetration. I mean, we can go into it, but like they,
yeah. No, that's just like a little gay slave boy.
Yep,
that's all it is. Yep. That's not cool.
Usually, yeah.
Anywho,
oh, you know what?
I'll get off my soapbox.
You know what? I take it back for DC Batwoman.
So how long has she been?
Give me 1 second.
Has
to
she all like? So I don't know that much. I just know
about Batwoman.
I don't.
Cassandra Cain.
But did she pop on the scene as a gay woman?
Batwoman is not Batgirl, right?
No.
Correct. Okay. Batgirl would be Barbara Gordon. Batwoman is Cassandra Cain.
Right. And
she's getting her own TV series.
And she is she's so beautiful. What's her name? Oh my God. What's her name?
Ruby Rose.
Lindsay Lohan.
Hey guys, you're watching Disney Channel.
how long has she been on the scene, A, and has she always been openly gay, or is it like she was an established character and then she became gay. Not become gay, but you know what I mean? Like came out.
Yes. I like to call it retconning a little bit because I feel, I mean, but also to that, I don't think that's necessarily fair, but like having the characters later come out, like Bobby Drake, Iceman,
which, you know,
later come out.
Sometimes that, I mean, that does happen. Like, obviously it happens.
For sure.
It happens. Like later in life, people will come out and stuff like that. And that, that is a respectable
Same
way to put it in there.
Argument with Willow Rosenberg. A lot of people felt that. On Buffy at the time.
Yeah.
That, oh, now they're, we gotta have a gay person. Let's make Willow the witch a lesbian. Bah, 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 bah. But I always felt like
the bah, bah, bah part.
She
especially.
Should have been more identified as bisexual because 100%. She totally did love Oz.
And Xander.
And Xander. And even after, like, I don't think that ever left. And you know, they were just like, oh, I'm a lesbian. So,
agreed.
You know, I'd consider Willow a bisexual. What about you, Richard? Sense. Do you think Willow from Buffy is bi?
She's so cute.
She is so cute.
She's adorable. Talking,
and her and Oz together was so cute.
The best.
He was such a good boyfriend.
It
I was just like so mad at her for fucking it up.
Like, boo.
I was like, stop it, Willow. You finally got a good guy.
And but then he left her.
Yeah, because she.
No, in the end, because he got with that werewolf girl. And then he left. He's like, I got to go figure out how not to be a werewolf. And then he came back. And then he could smell Tara all over her. And then it brought the wolf band back out. Oh, my God. That show is so sexy.
So sexy. Do you remember when Spike and
Do I?
And Buffy broke the building?
I only think about it often.
Oh, it's like Spank Bank Central.
Yeah.
Like,
Richard, you gotta get on board with Buffy.
It's like clearly.
It's like which Rolodex, bang, bang. Ah, the breaking of the building.
Ah,
there
the
we
breaking.
Go. There it is.
Okay.
Which,
wait,
and
so
the other ones are.
Information.
I was gonna go into
yeah!
Microfaster.
So, Catherine Kane.
Catherine Kane.
What are is your favorite cuss
are
word?
They both with C's?
They're both with K's, actually.
Oh like, the, she must be a Kardashian.
So
Kardashian.
Kathy, has been around since, gosh, her first publication show was
like, who's Kathy?
Was in 1956. So, she's a much older around DC character in general.
Mm-hmm.
In 2005...
She's a mature woman.
So 2005 is when they started to... They actually brought her back, but instead of calling her Kathy, they call her Kate as Batwoman. And since bringing her back in 2005, she has been openly a lesbian.
Nice.
So
why is there so much hate? Maybe I don't understand why there's so much hate about Ruby Rose.
I don't think she's that good of an actress.
She's gorgeous, though.
She's beautiful.
What have you seen her in?
Orange is the New Black?
What about Pitch Perfect 3? Because she was really great.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, but also a lot of that is just like, I'm going to stand here and be smarmy. Like, I don't, you know, it's there's not a whole lot of...
You might not just like that kind of woman.
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. If I was gay, I'd be very sexually attracted to this woman.
You cannot be gay and still be very sexually attracted to that woman.
I mean, I'm not
gay. Let me tell you why.
But I would do something to her.
No, you know who I realize?
I think everyone's attracted to that woman.
I think she could do something to me. I don't think I'd do something to her.
That's, yeah, I get that. Yeah. I get that. No, I think Tessa Thompson is like my, hello.
Yeah.
I see her and I'm like, why are you perfect and beautiful?
Yeah, and now that Janelle Monáe is dating,
they were dating, right?
Right, but now she's supposed to be dating Lupita, and that, I will get down,
ooh.
I will fuck with that.
Are they actually, though?
Or is it like the rumor?
It's the rumor.
The rumor.
The rumor meal.
Because...
But let's just have that rumor
They're
go.
All just so pretty.
They're so pretty.
Lupita is like a doll.
Yeah.
She's
like, so is Janelle.
I mean, both of
They're like
them.
Human dolls.
All of them.
Ugh. Sexy, sexy human dolls.
Just standing around being perfect all the time.
Yeah. And they're just like, oh, you know what I'll do now? I think I'll drop an album.
I'll just be perfect.
Oh, you know what?
I'll
just I think I'll get an Oscar now.
I love Janelle Monáe. I think she's a great
she's
icon
perfection.
For the... bisexual community. I wish more men would be openly bisexual. I think, especially actors, I think it would really do a lot of good for the community. Mm-hmm.
Do we currently have a bisexual
I don't know.
Male actor out? I was hoping Dan Levy was, but he's not.
He's just gay.
He's just gay.
Just real gay.
I was really, really hoping. I know women do love him.
He is wonderful. So,
he's like all the best parts of his dad.
And if you haven't binge watched all of Schitt's Creek yet on Netflix, then you're wrong and you have to because it's so one of the best shows ever.
Any bisexual celebrities are listening to this show.
Call in.
You want to come out on the show.
Male.
Male specifically. Because
ladies get the hell out of here.
It just seems like as a society, we've always been more accepting of women being with women. And I think, but it's also slash not taken seriously. It's taken because it's accepted because it's a fantasy.
Yeah. Right.
So it's all kinds of fucked up. But people still, I have a lot of friends that still to this day like wince when two guys are kissing. I'm like, how? Yeah. Why? What? Who? It's just very odd.
Well, apparently Billy Joel Armstrong is openly.
Oh, yes. He is openly bisexual.
But he's not an actor. No. Alan Cumming is apparently bisexual.
Yes, that is another one. I should know
He's perfect.
What about John Waters?
Alan Cummings.
Is he?
I don't know.
Andy Dick is apparently.
Oh, yes. I knew that one.
Andy Dick, I feel like...
I bet he would just have
Grant
sex with
apparently
anything.
Was. I know James
he's
Dean
was.
He's
an equal opportunist, is what we would call
Andy Dick. I'm not saying he's
men,
like an
women,
fucker,
giant
but,
stuffed
but
teddy
just like,
bears.
I, yeah, I could imagine a tree.
David
tree.
Bowie.
A car.
David Bowie, obviously. We know that.
I love it.
Yeah. There's been some.
I'm hoping Taron Egerton is one.
Just because of that scene.
No, God. Just because of
it was
life.
Beautiful.
Because I feel like
sure, it was beautiful. It was Spank Bank for eternity. Like, oh my!
I know
fucking
two very
God.
Attractive men,
and it was just hot. It was just like a hot
it was.
Scene.
For
it
those
was
who
really
don't
nice.
Know, we are talking about Rocket Man, which was
go
amazing.
See.
Oh, Marlon Brando. See that.
So John Waters is gay, but I love this quote. He said, "I knew I was gay the moment I saw Elvis Presley."
He was like, "Oh,
everyone has their moment."
I also knew I was gay the moment I saw Elvis Presley.
You guys want to know something crazy? Even though this ties into the episode we're not doing, is my friend, she posted something on Facebook. It's like, hey, straight people, when did you know you were straight? It was a joke.
Right, but
I know exactly when I knew I was straight.
Yeah, but like, I know this isn't the point of your post, but just for fun, it was watching Clarissa Explains It All.
Apparently, Josh I can't say his name.
Hutcherson?
Sorry, take beep.
Hutchinson?
Three.
Hutcherson?
Two.
Hutcherson.
Hutcherson.
Josh Hutcherson.
So Melissa Joan Hart was yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a cutie pie.
Frank Ocean, too. Mine was the guy from Gigi.
The movie?
Yeah. That was the first time
Julie?
I...
No. Gigi.
Gigi.
It's an old movie.
Okay. Yeah, that I remember.
I'm thinking of something else.
No.
Never mind.
Like Gigi.
Gia.
The musical.
That's what I was thinking.
Which does, has that.
I love Gia. That's when I knew I was a lesbian.
No, Gigi is when I knew that I liked, and also David Bowie and Labyrinth. There was just something about their pants that I liked.
Was it their moose knuckle?
Yes,
you're talking about Labyrinth, though.
Yeah.
That crotch was unavoidable.
I know.
That was all over the place.
Fucking
that crotch confused us all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't care. I was like, I like it.
It was like another character in the story.
I liked it. I still like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it does it for me.
Mine was when Casper turned into Devon Sawa and Dick
oh,
Christine.
Oh, yeah. Devon Sawa.
That's when I was like, I want a ghost to love me. And it's never changed.
You know, you could be like that girl that just married a ghost. Oh, no, they got divorced. Sorry. The pirate.
Never works out. Oh, I heard
she married
that.
The, yeah, and yeah, then yeah. She said the pirate ghost got real rough with her and then they got divorced.
She should have seen that.
Wait, holy shit. Ezra Miller is bi?
Yeah,
I
knew that too.
I didn't know he liked lady parts.
I know. Anytime I'm like, come
he's
on,
so
Ezra,
good.
Come on,
on the red carpet.
I have like a whole mood board of him for an inspiration as a character. It's something I've written.
I hate the Met Gala, but I loved him at the Met Gala.
I want to do dirty things
because it's so ridiculous. But
it's the Hunger
so
Games.
Then it makes me
it really is
it. Exactly. And if I ever had the chance to be invited, I would. Go. I think it's so stupid, but I would go in.
Oh,
I want to be like, make me look insane.
Yeah.
But beautiful.
But like insane meat dress, like
give me my
in an egg.
I even enjoyed Jared Leto. He had his own
I
head.
Always
like
enjoy I enjoy him. Was he gay?
I feel like he annoys. He's a bit much. He's a little extra sometimes. For some people.
Yeah. Mm.
Like around like Suicide Squad times or like, he's sending people dead rats and all that.
He has a ness about him that is very obnoxious. Yeah. But then I think that he is actually like a legitimately really good person. Every time I see him in like interviews or...
Yeah, he does seem like a nice dude. He's just a little
stupid
wild.
Band that's so dumb or whatever, but people but like, and that's fine. I was at like one of those acoustic Christmases and they performed, so I had to sing. Mm-hmm. I was like, eh. But he like brought a kid up on stage and like had him like rock out with him. And I'm like, oh, he's a nice guy. I'm not into this, but he's a nice guy.
I'm just the tip into it.
Yeah. And I'm into him going, like, he's at the Met Gala, so go in, like, fucking Rami Malek and my love of Taron Egerton.
Oof.
They just played iconic gay men and they just wore like suits, black suits. Mm-hmm. I'm like, go home.
Yeah.
Go home. We don't want that shit here.
But not Ezra.
Go big or get out.
Not my beautiful
no,
Ezra.
No, especially at the Met Gala. Yes. Like that's the whole point is to be insane.
I agree.
Come on.
Wore a Pope hat.
That's why I loved Black Panther times because everyone just like came with the color.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Ugh, those men in those suits.
Ugh, men in suits are so sexy.
I love a colorful suit with a good pattern.
I love a color. I love a colorful
this
suit
gets
with
me
a colorful
going.
Man.
A good pattern.
Hot rate up.
I love a.
So what are we talking about?
No, because I also too like the moment I knew I was straight. is
let me get this out.
Here's the title of the episode. When did you know you were straight?
Well, I think I said it wrong. But anyway, go ahead.
So I think like my first. It's a little bit more complicated.
Is when I tried to kiss you.
No.
Oh.
Don't worry.
that was much later.
I definitely always had a crush on Tuxedo Mask from Sailor Moon.
Oh my god!
Of course you did.
Of course I did. But also too, like as I got older, I would find myself being attracted to other women, but like in a way I didn't think I could necessarily explain it. I wasn't even sure if it was sexual or not. Like very, very rarely does it happen, but when it does, I'm like, I think I'm like into you. And then of course they turn out being gay. I'm like, this is what it is. There's like a masculine energy happening and I'm like here for it. However, where I figured out where my boundary is
vagina.
Yeah.
So making out with a girl once, like you do, and it was happening, and I was like, I've always been curious about this. I've never done it. It's happening. I don't hate this.
Yeah.
I'm kind of into it.
Go on.
And then the
hands above the table.
But then the second her hands started to go below my collarbone, I was no longer
collarbone.
Interested.
Oh, see, I would be fine.
Yeah, you're pretty straight.
Like I was just like, let's make out. But like the second it went below here, and I'm like, I realized I don't want to play with your boobs, and I'm not interested in your vagina.
Right.
Okay. And then I was just like, all right, this is cool.
I'm
this
good.
Is cool.
I'm the opposite. Like, they could do whatever they fucking want to me.
Whatever
they fucking want.
She means butt stuff.
I do not mean butt stuff.
We always mean butt stuff.
We always mean butt stuff.
We are butt stuff.
That is a direct quote from my tweet.
I know.
There's the next earlier. Pin.
I said we always.
That was our group chat this afternoon.
Our group chat this afternoon. And I quote, she just quoted me. I said, we are always talking
about butt stuff.
We always mean butt stuff.
We always mean butt stuff.
But in this case, I do not mean. But I think I could do stuff.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do I couldn't munch.
So I was gonna say, so you know, they can't see
this
the visuals.
Be an explicit episode.
For those of you listening to the radio play.
I know. Like you couldn't go down on a girl.
I don't think I could.
Mm-hmm. They could go down on you?
Oh yeah, they could.
Whatever you want. My body is your canvas.
My body is your Wonderland. You go for it.
John Mayer has to be bisexual, right?
I mean, I would hope so, because I want him to stop with
this
the ladies.
This is how rumors start.
I have a theory that Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake are both bi, and they have like orgies, and they switch partners.
Why do you have this theory?
Just look at them.
She leans a little masculine, he leans a little feminine.
I can smell it in the air.
You know what would be sexy as fuck? It would be sexy as fuck.
You know he and Jimmy Fallon love each other.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet. Or like...
They get down with women. I don't think they get down with
No, but what if they got down with
your fantasy.
Yes,
I would love that.
Yes! Why did you get so angry, though?
Because he
outed your fantasies, girl, live your life.
Listen, he outed me before I could even get the fantasy out.
Jason Momoa outed you?
No, you
did, Richard.
Richard,
you did.
Jesus.
I have to look at my calming photos now.
You make a great PR person. What a spin.
So much is happening. So, Maggie, you can detect lesbians.
Oh. That's the takeaway of this Pride episode.
What?
Have you thought about...
Absolutely not, Richard!
That's what it sounded like you were saying, though. Like, you could feel that.
I'd always make out with these girls who had masculine energy, and the second they touch my boobs, I'm like, nope, not today.
I'm attracted to women who have masculine energy to them.
So you wouldn't even, like, be into, like, lipstick lesbian, as they made a
I don't think so, no. I don't think so. I typically haven't been. I've never thought about it, but, like, typically, no. Mm-hmm. But it's usually, like... No, but I think if you're present very feminine, I think you can still have this like masculine energy quality
for sure,
to
yeah,
you.
That's true.
I think it's that. It's like it's totally the masculine energy part to it, not so much.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The not actual physical look.
Right. Like not necessarily leaning more masculine or anything like that. I think it's just the masculine energy. Mm-hmm. That does it for
probably
me.
Probably just like confidence and stuff.
Yeah.
Does anybody watch Grown-ish?
This is why we can't date Emily.
Yeah.
Nobody watched Grown-ish?
I'm a bottom.
What movie?
No, what? I don't. I'm sorry.
Oh, I asked if anybody watched Grown-ish because they have a bisexual female on it. Yeah, it's the spinoff from Black-ish. And she only dates straight women.
That feels problematic.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
And there's a whole episode about why, and I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that is.
I only date straight women. That must not work out for you often.
Oh, it does not.
Yeah.
Yes, it does not. Yeah.
What about Captain Jack from Doctor Who?
No. Captain Jack is an equal opportunist.
True.
Gender means nothing. Species means nothing.
That's part of the LGBTQ
plus.
I love it.
Is that pansexual?
Yes.
I think so.
Pansexual. Yep. I love Captain Jack.
Miley said she was
but
at one
do you
point.
Remember when Yanto? Oh, God, I love Yanto
oh,
so
no.
much.
Oh, we can't talk about Yanto. You fall apart.
I know.
You know what? I got a picture in front of that the Torchwood entrance when I went to Cardiff.
It was so great.
But anyway, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. But
don't
anyway.
Ask that, Richard.
Yanto, remember when he came out to his parents and he's like, and they're like, are you gay? And he goes, no, I don't know. I think I'm just in love with him. And like, aww. He's my person. Like, I was like,
so sweet. I feel like back to Schitt's Creek. I feel like that show handles all of the gay relationships really too. And it's just like, especially on a show where it's like this small hickish kind of town or whatever, like nothing's ever even questioned. It's just like, this is who these people are. That's
even
okay.
when his and partner came out.
Yeah. Everyone's just like, okay. It's not like a thing.
Yeah. And like,
it's awesome.
Yeah. I think it was like almost like an I Love Simon moment. Is that what it's called? Love Simon.
Love Simon.
When he came out and the parents were just like, why didn't you think that you could tell us? You know, like that kind of thing, which is like,
you got yourself all worked up into a tizzy and it would have been fine.
Yeah. And I think it was kind of like that. But they made it a lot more funny and a lot, you know, like easier. And
I love those straight kids coming out to their parents and then having complete breakdowns. That was
I kind of had to. I kind of had to come out to my parents because everyone thought I was gay for some reason. And I was like, I don't know why you think this. I had to keep telling them, like, I am straight.
Interesting.
I don't know why. I was like, I like the D.
Did you come out as straight?
Kind of did, yeah.
It's so hard.
It's so not hard.
So problematic.
But I will say, after seeing Schitt's Creek live, one of the things that Eugene Levy was saying was there's a whole scene where his son gets serenaded by his, like, they're like making out. They're like not officially something, they're kind of dating and seeing, and he sings this beautiful song for him, like in front of everyone, and he goes like, here's like, I don't know what he says, like, here's to the greatest person in my life or something like that, and he sings Simply the Best. And and Eugene was like, it would have been really nice if your real life father was part of that scene so he could see that kind of situation happen to his son and be involved in such an epic moment on television for the LGBT. I was like, oh my God. And he was like, well, you weren't in it. Sorry, you were doing something else. And he's like, yeah, but wouldn't it have been nice if we knew the writer? I was like, yes.
So good.
Oh, that show is so good. Like, it's so, like, cryy, happy, cryy, happy.
Yes, it gives you all the good feels.
All the feels.
It's The Office in the way that, like, people are crappy, but then all of a sudden they'll get you with, like, a feel moment. And you're
Yeah, Michael Scott will do that. Yeah. The ultimate, though, is where...
I love shows like
I'm in the middle of a rewatch, but it's where Dwight and not Dwight, Andy and Angela are dating, and Dwight's all beat, and Dwight's in the stairwell crying, and like Jim sits down and talks about how he couldn't stand it when Rose with Pam, and then Jim gets up to leave, and then Dwight like reaches out to like hold him, and he's not there. Eviscerate me.
It's so good. Yeah. That show was so good. I
love that. Is so good. You should watch that, and you should watch Schitt's Creek and catch up, and we should have a Schitt's Creek episode.
And then watch Backstrom.
And when everyone feels ready.
It's a joke. It's a,
it's
a show that got canceled.
I was like, wait, what's that? Oh, that was Rainn Wilson.
It's like a like couple
detective
episodes.
Detective show or something?
Then we can watch AP Biology.
Which I don't hate.
It got canceled. That's why I was going along with that show.
There's a there's like a Twitter hashtag movement.
There is. There's
seen
a huge
a lot
one.
Of people posting trying
about
to
AP?
Save it. Yeah. Hmm. It's a whole Save AP Bio is a big old hashtag happening.
That
it's
one
a
and the kids are all right.
Big old hashtag. Hmm.
My dad's all about like kids are all right getting saved, which
I've seen a few episodes and it makes me laugh real hard every time. That's all I know. I don't actively watch it, but it's so funny.
She doesn't not actively watch it either.
No, my family watches it. So then when I see it, I'm like, this show's good. I should watch them. And but then there's just so many shows. There's so much stuff to catch
good.
Up on.
I don't watch it.
My show's suck up.
I hate you, Richard. What are some of the first gay figures that you notice like growing up in like your television
Bert
shows?
And Ernie.
Oh, yeah. No.
Is that canon?
Mine would be...
They were on the cover of, what was it, Times, holding each other.
Oh.
A couple, like a year, went, like embracing. So I think yes.
But they so weren't like gay.
So wholesome.
It's debatable.
I guess, but...
I always thought they were a couple when I was a kid.
I can tell you, in one of Ellen's stand-up specials, she describes coming out but through interpretive dance.
Oh, I remember that.
So funny.
I watched that special
so
over
funny.
And over and over on VHS.
It's one of the hardest I've ever laughed.
Yeah.
I was also like baked, but it was so funny.
No, her specials are fucking hilarious. Yeah. She's a hilarious woman. But yeah, I remember that. She had the moon shirt on.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yes. So funny.
I'm trying to think of like who
I was. I think Waylon Smithers was one of the first people I noticed. On The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen
The Simpsons.
Yeah,
totally.
I loved Mr. Burns. But I was like, oh, he loves that.
Smithers, you're good at turning me on.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
So Smithers from The Simpsons.
You can keep saying that, but
it's
I've
an
never
American
seen
cartoon.
Really?
So we can just keep saying that.
Fascinating.
I loved The Simpsons growing up.
I feel like the ones I can think of off the top of my head, and I'm sure that there's more that I'm neglecting, is... But is RuPaul definitely?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yes,
because RuPaul's been around since the dawn of time.
I first
like.
Saw RuPaul in Escape from L.A.
And then the other one for me was like was Eddie Izzard.
Izzard.
See, I think I was much younger when I knew what gay was because I was in I was in kindergarten and one of my friends had two dads.
So. Well, no, I knew what gay was. I'm just saying, like, where you noticed it, like, oh, that person's gay, like, on TV or whatever.
Actually, there was, like, oh, maybe, like, pop like, figure.
Yeah,
like,
where,
things.
Yeah, something that's more, that impacted you or that you were like, oh, that's cool, that person is, because I feel like it took a long time. Even I watched Ellen, Roseanne. Yeah. It was one of like my favorite show when I was little. And they started introducing like a lot of gay people towards the end, especially. They were always very diverse with their stuff. And so I think that would probably. But it took a long time. And then a lot of people would always say, like, oh, they're just doing this to do. And I feel like that's still the argument.
Yeah.
It's like you're just putting the gay agenda in. And it's like, no, it's just.
Well, then put the gay agenda
people
in.
People are being more real of the people that exist in the world. It's not like all just straight people.
Like Will and Grace.
Yes.
Right? Which is like a way of like
huge
how.
One.
Which is a big deal and also something that never could have happened had Ellen not come out the way that she did too. Which I remember being the biggest deal in the world.
Thing.
Yeah.
And I remember being a child confused why it was a big deal.
Yes.
Right.
Agree.
Yes.
I was like.
Because I loved the show.
I'm like, why is this a big deal? My mom's like, oh, I mean, she's just like. I mean, my mom handled it beautifully. But I was like.
Let's face that.
Can't she
but I guess we've always been in a bubble, actually, women? Out here, kind of living in California without even
realizing
it.
Well, obviously, we
it.
Weren't in that big of a bubble because it got canceled because she was gay.
No, for sure. I just mean as far as, like, why we, like, we have always,
like,
why
we
does that
not
matter?
Having a huge reaction to it. I'm just like, yeah,
so
cool.
The fact that, like, I wouldn't think it would matter. Why would anyone care?
Right.
And in reality, clearly still a lot of the country cares.
Yeah.
Currently, I'm seeing a really good show about trans females that everyone should watch.
Pose.
It is an emotional roller coaster. Evan Peters gets down with the most beautiful trans character.
I need to get into
she is
that.
Beautiful. She makes
he's
us. She probably looks. She looks better than us women.
Well, that's not hard for me.
Shut up.
Stop throwing things at me.
Shut up, you beautiful Tim Burton doll.
Stop. Tomatoes.
Ow.
Ah, fire.
Now I'm throwing pita at her because she's gluten-free.
No,
she'll die.
Carrots, not the carrots.
No, but everyone should watch it. It's really good. It's
yes,
got some
I've heard nothing but great things.
It's on FX, yeah?
Yes, and it has amazing Broadway singers that we get to see, like, at least... two songs.
Billy Porter's on that, yes?
Yes. And he does a...
From Kinky Boots for all you queens out there.
Watch it. They do a duet. The lead of Pose does a duet with Billy Porter that will make you freaking cry from The Wiz.
No, I don't want to cry. From The Wiz. I love The Wiz.
No, like not cry, like cry, like, but
I'm
cry.
I'm like, going to make you feel your feels.
No, I don't want to feel nothing.
You gotta
I don't
feel
want
so
it.
Good.
And you feel it.
All the acting is great. James Vanderbeek is great. As
I am a James Vanderbeek fan.
He's Vanderbeek tagged in there?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
He's a grade A douche, and I love it.
I love it. See, I
working
just love
for
when
the Trump corporation.
Corporation.
Yeah, I was like, not administration, corporation.
Might as well.
I love it. I love it. It's watch beautiful. It. Watch it. Watch it now. Right now. Oh wait.
There was a time.
Oh, Pose.
Like the intro is like great. It's like Pose. And the category is Pose, work, Pose. And I'm like, yes.
Does anyone watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yes.
Oh,
I used to do
watched
an after
it
show.
So long.
I have. It's one thing that like friends are always like, you have to watch it. And because I try and limit my reality show, I still have never dived into it. But I feel like I really need to.
Yeah, it's really good. So much good comes from it too. Like all the songs and... Yeah.
So many references I'm not getting.
Yeah, you're not. You're just not.
How will I ever meet a man if I don't know about RuPaul's Drag Race?
I don't know. Because that's usually the first thing they ask on first dates, right, Rich?
Yeah.
A worthy first date is exactly what they would ask other people.
For sure.
Yeah. Have you
That's how
up?
You can tell.
That's why no men like me, Maggie. That's why, because I don't know the show.
You're hanging out with the wrong men.
Mm. Yeah, obviously.
Obvi. So yeah, it's Pride Month.
Happy Pride to Jesus.
I know.
From The Walking Dead.
Oh, that's right.
One of my favorite ones.
I mean, yeah, it's this is like a time to celebrate and it's a time to remember. And I think all things considered, we are actually moving forward. You know, which I think feels good.
We've got a lot of good people, I think, out there in the world voicing their opinions and trying to use their status to get things done. I think Brie Larson is really advocating to try and make that any Marvel character gay. I think she's pushing even for Captain Marvel.
I already thought she was.
I feel like she's pushing for Captain Marvel and Valkyrie, which I would not... hate. Yeah. I think that'd be fine.
That's so gross.
Can they date
Please
each
no.
other though?
Right?
That's way too much. Yeah.
Everyone's saying, "Oh man," but like you're still gonna they're gonna show up. Yeah. Everyone's gonna show yeah. up and buy the ticket. So yeah. let's just do this.
Can
let's
we
get
just
it done?
Turn the Avenger. Like I know there's not another Avenger movie, or it's gonna be different. But can we just have Weird. A scene, like an added scene that's like that scene in Hair? Where just everyone's just going at it.
Ooh, okay.
You're talking about the orgy scene?
The whole cast?
Yep. Yep. I mean, we could. Cast.
It's the new shawarma scene.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's the new shawarma scene.
It's like the shawarma scene. Or the pile of body scene. You know, the pile of bodies instead of a pile of dead bodies. It's just like bodies just going at it.
Going at it.
Going for it, see?
Just reaching out and grabbing something.
Peter Parker's like, oh, golly.
Peter Parker's like, no. Iron Man's like, please.
He's underage. We are not.
No, Peter.
Whatever that
Iron Man's like, you got to sit this one out, kid. He's like, okay.
My
Mr. Stark.
He can't say that.
He sees Captain Marvel. Hey, Peter Parker.
I know.
Why would you do this?
I said a bonus scene.
There's no bonus in death.
Jesus.
And on that note, that's our show, you guys.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
We hear you. We love you. We are allies.
Yes.
I love the gays.
And they feel Hate great me. About you.
But yeah, email us because we love emails at nerdupershutup2016@gmail.com. You can find us all over the interwebs on all your various platforms. Nerdupershutup. There might be an underscore in there or whatever. Oh.
She don't care enough.
You know,
she don't care.
You'll see the glasses logo, I'm sure. You know.
You know the glasses.
You can find.
You've seen it in the sky. You've seen our call.
Glasses in the sky.
You can find me on Instagram at @_Magatha_Anastasia. Where can we find you?
You can find me at Anastasia W on Twitter, at Anastasia Wash on Instagram, Anastasia TV on YouTube.
She's got that down. Richard, do you want to be found and how do we find you?
Flickr.com/record2.
How's that live journal coming?
That was last episode, but it's good. Jeez, since then, great.
Or maybe the next episode.
You
Who
never
knows?
Know.
Who knows?
So time is wibbly wobbly.
Emily, where do we find you?
You can find me on Twitter or on Instagram. It's my name. Don't wear it out.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Please reach out. We love to hear from you.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Make this world a better place.
Hopefully,
you can.
Name Faith.
Moose knuckle.
Bye.